Christian soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve. The show is Word for Word. This is a re-recording of the second show for June 14th, 2016, because when the show first got started, the second and third show had audio problems, so I'm redoing them to put them in the archives. And please bear with me. We are going to be in Genesis chapter 2, verse 22, and all of chapter 3. So let's get started on that. Verse 22 of chapter 2, and constructed, that's 1129, Yahweh Elohim from the rib of the side, that's 6763, as I said yesterday, which he had taken from the Adam, a woman, 802. That is Isha, okay? And that is used as wife and woman. And he brought her to the Adam. Okay, the Adam is a proper name, and is different from 120 Adam. It's 121. It is capitalized because it has the Hebrew article in front of it. Ha Adam. Okay. Verse 23. And he said, or pardon me. Verse 23, and said the Adam, this 2063 is at this time, and that is 6471, bone 6106 of my bones, and flesh 1320 of my flesh, and she shall be called woman. 802, Isha, because she was taken out of man, 376, Ish, okay? That is gender specific. That is not racial specific. Adam is racially specific. Okay. Verse 24, upon 5921, this cause 3651 shall forsake 5800, a man, his father, and his mother, and shall cleave, 1696, to his woman, and they shall be one flesh, 259, for one. Verse 25, and they were both, 8147, naked, 6174, the Adam and his woman, and were not ashamed. 954. And that ends chapter 2. And now we will get into chapter 3. Uh, We did get into verse 22. So you can reference 4th Maccabees 18, verse 7. The woman is supposed to be subordinate to the male as she was taken from an Adam. She is to be one who helps him and is to be of corresponding racial makeup, okay? Which is the case here. Now we get into chapter 3 where the corruption begins. This is going to require some explanation. Verse 1, now the enchanter, and that is 5175, Nahash. And Nahash is a serpent. It has been translated serpent because of its original meaning, one who whispers spells like the hiss of a snake. I hope that enlightens you a little bit here. It's an enchanter. Now, who was the enchanter, the Nahash? He was one of the fallen angels. Okay, that comes out later in Scripture. Now, the enchanter was more cunning, 6175, than any living creature of the field. Okay? And that is Kayath Hasade, living creature, Kayath Hasade, is the field that had made Yahweh Elohim. Now he's not called a man. He's called a creature of the field, a beast of the field, and all his progeny are not of Adamic seed, and they are beasts of the field. They are not Adamic men. Here we go. And he said to the woman, indeed, 6:37, has said Elohim, you shall not eat, 3:98, of the trees in the garden. 3:98, when used in its sexual connotation of adultery, combines with naga, to touch. Naga means to lie with a woman, touch intimately, and several others. These are all sexual connotations here. If you go to the root of the word, 3:98, you shall not eat of the trees, metaphorical usage of trees representing other races in the garden. Indeed, has said Elohim, you shall not eat of the trees in the garden. Okay. Verse 2, and said the woman to the enchanter, of the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat. Now here, she's ignorant and she's talking about fruit trees. Different connotation. It's not metaphorical, it's literal. Verse 3, but of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, here it's metaphorical again. The fruit, seed line of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, said Elohim, you shall not eat from it, sexual connotations, nor shall you touch it, 50-60, that's naga, that's touch sexually, lest you die, 6:4-5. Now, die? Well, they were immortal in the garden. they hadn't sinned. They had not lost their immortality at this point. Verse 4, and said the enchanter to the woman, you shall not surely die. 4191 doubled from emphatic, and it also means be put to death. Verse 5, because knows Elohim in the day you eat from it, it will open, 6491, your eyes, 5869, in other words, make you aware, and you will be as Elohim, 430, small e Elohim, mighty ones, divine, knowing, 3045, good and evil. Verse 6 of chapter 3, and when saw the woman that good was the tree for food, 3978, okay, different deal there. Your eyes, it also means to know, also means to lie by man. Another sexual connotation. When she saw that the tree was good, was a tree for food, 3978, food is derived from 398. That's its root word. That is to lie with sexually. And it was pleasant, 8378. And it also means lusting. It was pleasant to the eyes, 5869. Good for the lust of the eyes. And a desired, 2530. Also meaning lust, tree, to make one wise, 7919, also means instruction, to teach you about sex. She took of the fruit, being the seed, the fruit symbolic of seed line, and ate and had sex with him, and also gave, 5414, also 1571, to her husband, 376, with her, 5973, and he ate. She learned about sex from the fallen angel. And then she went and showed her husband about sex. He didn't know anything about sex. He was newly formed. Remember? They didn't know doodly. Verse 7. Then were opened the eyes of them both. 8147. They both knew about sex and what those things on their bodies were for. And they knew that they were naked, 5903. Well, they found out what those things on their bodies were for, and shame came upon them. And they sewed together, 8609, leaves, 5929, of the fig tree, rather large, and made themselves loincloths, 2290. In other words, they covered their sexual organs. Because now they knew what they were for. My, oh my. Verse 8. And they heard, 8085, the voice, 6963, of Yahweh Elohim, walking, 1980, in the garden, in the wind, 7307 of the day. And hid themselves, 2244, because of their shame, because now they knew. the Adam and the woman from the presence, 6440, of Yahweh Elohim in the midst of the trees of the garden. They went in with a whole bunch of other people. Or hid in actual trees. Here it's either or. Verse 9. And called Yahweh Elohim to the Adam and said to him, where are you? That's all one word. 3, 3, 5. Verse 10. And he said, your voice I heard in the garden, and I was afraid. 3, 3, 7, 2. There was no fear before. What was there to be afraid of? They were immortal. Nothing would hurt them. Because I, 5, 9, 5, was naked and I hid. Oh boy. Verse 11, and he said, referring to Yahweh, capital H-E, who told, 5046, you that you were naked. From the tree that I commanded you not, 1115, to eat from, have you eaten? In other words, did you have sex with a fallen angel that's going to teach you good and evil? It just taught you about sex, taught you you were naked. You didn't know that before. All these bells are ringing. Because Yahweh knows what's going on. Verse 12. And said the Adam, the woman that you gave to be with me, she gave me from the tree, in other words, the knowledge from that other race, and I ate. He had sex with her. They never had sex before. What? They didn't know. They didn't know anything. They were newly formed creatures. And they had just come into the knowledge of something that Yahweh hadn't taught them. So of course, Yahweh is upset. Now, remember, Chawa, who is Eve, was given to Adam. She was his woman. If she played fast and loose and she was with this enchanter that seduced her, literal physical seduction of this woman, that's adultery. And 398, to eat, has a connotation as adultery. So see, this all ties in together. Everybody tries to literalize this stuff. That doesn't work. There's metaphorical and idiomatic usage here in the Hebrew, and to eat, the literal, like eating food, doesn't mean to eat here. It means something else. It has additional meanings attached to it. So what we have here is a woman newly formed from the rib of Adam. And the Adam, neither which are knowledgeable about their bodies or what all the pieces and parts are for. And they are taught a knowledge from this enchanter that they are not to have. Not yet. Yahweh was going to teach them, I'm sure. But now, they have eaten the forbidden fruit, which is not a fruit, it's a seed line, okay? This liaison by Chawa, Eve, with the enchanter results in a pregnancy. The enchanter is here to curse and destroy the seed of Adam. This is a continuation of the war in heaven. He has been cast down. Well, he cannot hurt Yahweh, but he can hurt his children and his creations. Everything has changed since they brought sin into the garden. Even though it was a sin of ignorance, it was still sin. They disobeyed Yahweh, and the result of that they have lost their immortality. Okay? They've lost their immortality. So let's continue on in verse 14. Said Yahweh Elohim to the enchanter, because you have done this, cursed 779, are you among all beasts, 929, because he was not of Adam, in a derogatory term for non-Adamics in the Hebrew, was beast, 929, behemah. It also means four-legged beasts, but two-legged beasts as well, and all living creatures of the field. Beasts of the field, non-Adamics. On your belly, 1512, this is metaphorical and idiomatic. You shall go, 1980, literally to walk. And dust, 6083, you shall eat all the days of your life. Now, whose dust? You can see the progeny of the fallen angel today in Esau, Edom, Khazar, Antichrist, seed of the devil, as in John 8:44. The people that follow the Adamic nations around in our dust, and every time we build something, they come in and steal it. They are a pollution upon the planet. And they are of this seed line. Now, verse 15 makes it clearer. And enmity, 3:4:2. Okay, that's enmity. Abba. I will put 7896 between you, 996, and between 996, the woman, and the woman is an idiom, a metaphor rather, for Israel, the seed of the woman, and between your seed line, 2233, and between her seed line. Literal physical seed line of the serpent race and the seed line of Adam. They shall crush 7779 your head, 7218, and you shall strike at 7779. Same word as crush, their heel, 6119. And they've been biting at our heels with their poison ever since. And when Yeshua, Messiah, comes back, being of the seed line of the woman of Israel, he will crush their head. Prophetic, right there in Genesis. This is where it all starts. Verse 16. To the woman, he said, I will increase, 7235, doubled as an emphatic. In other words, make much. The pain, 6093. Of your childbearing, 2032, childbearing. In painful travail, that's one word, 6089, shall you bring forth, 3205, children, 1121. And to your husband shall be your urge, 8669. You will have sexual desire for your husband, and he shall rule over 4910 you. Men are supposed to be the dominant of the pair. So much for feminism today. That is a lie of the devil. A man's a man, a woman is a woman, and they are to know their place in life. They have different characteristics. They are not the same. But women are trying to be men today, and some perverted men are trying to be women. That doesn't work out real well. Because it goes back to this, and it violates Yahweh's commandments. Verse 17. And to the Adam, he said, because you have listened, 8085. That means to hear, literally, to the voice, 6963, of the woman, and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat from it. That's all metaphorical. You have learned about sex from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not have sex with it or touch it sexually. Cursed, 779, is the soil, Adama, that's the red soil from which he was formed. All the components necessarily to make mankind was in the soil. All the atoms and the minerals and the stuff for bone construction and flesh, all that stuff, he can make a living being out of that because he's Yahweh. Cursed is the soil because, 5668, of it. And in labor, 6093, that's hard work, shall you eat of it all the days of your life? Well, what does that mean? They were walking around the Garden of Eden, picking off fruit, just eating, didn't have to do any work. Everything was provided, and it was warm, and it was pleasant. They didn't have any clothes. They just laid down on the grass and went to sleep when they were tired and woke up when they wanted. And if they were hungry, they went and picked something to eat. And if they were thirsty, they went to one of the beautiful pure streams there and had a drink of water. And it just marvelous. Everything was perfect, sinless existence. Verse 18. Thorns, 69:75, and thistles, 18:63. Pricky, stingy things, bad, nasty stuff. Shall it bring forth, 6:7-9. Instead of all the wonderful plants and stuff that they had in the Garden of Eden. And you shall eat of the herbs, 6:2-1:2, of the field. That's the green herbs that you have to grow. Verse 19, in the sweat, 2:1-8:8, of your face, 6:3-9, literally that's nose, but it can be extended to the face because when you sweat from working out in the field, the sweat drips off your nose, and that's why they use that here. Shall you eat bread, 3:8-9:9, until, 5:7-4, you return, 7:7-5, to the soil, 1:27. When you die, you'll get buried and you'll dissolve into the components that you were made from, because from it you were taken, 3:9-4:7, because dust, 6:0-8:3, you are. He took from the dust of the earth, and to dust you shall return. That's afar, A-P-H-A-R, dust. Verse 20, and here he names his woman, and called the Adam the name, 8:0-3:4, of the woman, Kawa, 2:3:3:2, that means the living, because she would become, 1961, the mother, 5:1:7, of all the living, 2:4:1:6. Now, who are they talking to? They're talking to two people. Yahweh is talking to two people of the same DNA, because he took the DNA to form the woman from the Adam. And he just changed one chromosome and it made it female. Okay. They're not going to produce other races. They are of the same race. The Adamic race. Now, what is the Adamic race? Those that show blood in the face, those that can blush, ruddy, fair. That's white folks. That's nobody else. Here's the building block of Israel right here. The Adamic seed line. Verse 21. Made Yahweh Elohim for the Adam and for the woman tunics, 3:8:0-1, of leather, 5:7-8:5, and clothed, 3:8:4:7, them. Here is tunics, all right? These are made by the hand of Yahweh, and the tunics themselves carry great power. Later on, Nimrod will have the garment made for Adam, and he would wear it, and that imputed power to him. That's found in the book of Jasher, book of Yasher. Okay. Let me see if I, yes. Book of Yashar, chapter 7, verses 23 through 30. Okay. I thought I had it listed in my notes. Verse 22. And said Yahweh Elohim, behold, 2005, the Adam has become, past tense, 1961, as 1259 from us, 4480, knowing 3045, good and evil, and at this time, 6258, one word, lest 6435, he put forth 7971 his hand 3027 and take from the tree of life and eat and live 2425 indefinitely 5769. Now that is really completed in verse 23. Lest he put forth his hand to take from the tree of life and eat and live indefinitely. Well, they had just lost their immortality. Verse 23. Therefore sent him forth, 7971, Yahweh Elohim from the Garden of Eden to work, 5647, the soil that he was taken from. Verse 24, so he drove out, 1644, the Adam, and he placed, 7931, at the east of the Garden of Eden, a cherubim, 3747, and a flaming, 3858, sword, 2719, which turned every way, 2015, to guard, 8104, the way, 1870, to the tree of life. We can't get to it. It's protected. That ends chapter 3. In verse 6, where sex was taught to Chawa, and she taught it to the Adam, you can reference the book of Yasher, chapter 1, verse 10. And in verse 1, cunning, used in a bad sense, fits well with enchanter. And that's verse 1 of chapter 3, and you can reference Revelations, chapter 12, verse 9, and chapter 20, verse 2. This is tied in through the whole scripture. You can't separate the Old and New Testament. They are all one continuing testimony. Old covenant and new covenant, okay, well, all that Yeshua taught was Torah. He did not teach Talmudism, which is what the Antichrist Zionist Jew teaches today. They don't use the Torah. their seed line comes from this original seduction of Chawa. Now, the enchanter, verse 13, you can reference 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3, and 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14, and you will see later on in chapter 6 here of Genesis, the Nephilim, our fallen ones, from 5307 Nephal to fall, these are the progeny of these fallen angels. They are from the fallen ones. They're fallen ones. And their children were Rephaim. All right, Rephaim are the spiritually dead ones. They were called giants. They had a spirit. They had life, but they had no soul. They had no indwelling of the Holy Spirit and could not, because that came from Yahweh, and he would not impart that to the progeny of rebellious angels. Sorry. Verse 15 of chapter 3, 342 enmity means hatred between different tribes, peoples, or races. And the seed line of the enchanter is going to be one race, the serpent race, which we have today as the Talmud worshiping Jews. And the pure seed line of Adam is another. Those are the chosen people of Yahweh, true Israel now. The seed line of the enchanter will crucify Yeshua, Messiah, eventually. So they struck at the heel, but he defeated them, and he rose on the third day, conquered death. That's the last thing to be conquered. And he conquered death. No more death. Well, there was no death in the Garden of Eden until Adam sinned. And true Israel will crush their heads, as it says there, when Yeshua Messiah returns. And 7779 has two uses here, to strike and crush. And you can reference Revelations chapter 12, verse 17, on verse 15 here in Genesis 3. And on verse 17 in Genesis 3, you can reference Hebrews 6, 8. But in chapter 4, it shows that the soil will never yield to the seed line of the Nakash through Cain because he was not accepted. So, we shall see what we shall see. In verse 20, Chawa is pregnant. Okay, she's going to be the mother of Adam's children. And he got a nasty surprise when Cain was born. But you will see in chapter 5, when we get to that, that Cain is not listed in the generations of Adam. He is not Adam's son. And he is not Hebel or Abel's full brother. He's a half-brother. Same mother, different father. And the seed line of Adam eventually trickles down all the way through history, and one of his seed line is Yeshua the Messiah. And I told you about the tunics of leather. They had power. And here we have verse 23. Yahweh's driving out Adam and Chawa from the Garden of Eden. And she's already pregnant. Remember that. And Yahweh blocks passage back to Eden. Evidently it is in another dimension, place of existence. We really don't know. That's all that science fiction-y stuff. And I'm not going to say stuff is true when we don't know. I'm going to say we don't know, because there's too much of that stuff quoting stuff as fact when it's not. All will be revealed when Yeshua Messiah comes back. It is not now. We're going to find out so much stuff that we do not know. That's just how it is. We see the results of this original sin, which was race mixing. That's what Eve did. She went with another race. She committed adultery to do it, even though she didn't know what adultery was. She did it. That's why those words all have sexual connotations, because they all have to do with adultery. We have the resultant trickle-down seed line of that illicit sexual liaison today, and they are persecuting the true seed line of Israel. They are pretenders, they are impersonators, they are imposters. They bode us nothing but ill will. They have tried to kill us through the centuries, are still trying to kill us even today. And it's an ongoing battle. And we are the persecuted today. Okay? These are the last days. Well, I want to read you probably my favorite revealing verses in Scripture, and it's in the book of 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. I'll start here, verse 6. Since Elohim shall rightly repay with affliction those who afflict you. And he's speaking to Israel, and who is afflicting us today? The Edomite, Khazar, mixed blood, Mamzer group that calls themselves Jews through their usury and their pushing racial mixing to genocide us that way. Their incessant, never-ending wars, and they genocide us that way. Verse 7, and to give you who are afflicted rest with us, speaking to Israel again, when Master Yeshua is revealed from heaven with his mighty messengers. He's not coming back alone. Verse 8, and this is what troubles them. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know Elohim, speaking of Yahweh, and on those who do not obey that terrible, terrible word, obey, the good news of our Master Yeshua Messiah. They don't follow his teachings. Who rejects the Messiah more than the mixed breed Talmudic Antichrist Zionist Jews who are impersonating true Israel? Who rejects him more? Who hates him more? Verse 9, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Master and from the esteem of his strength? Verse 10, when he comes to be esteemed in all his set apart ones and to be admired among all those who believe in that day, because our witness to you was believed. This isn't going to be a bake sale for the benefit of the bandit state of Israel over there in the Middle East. This is going to be vengeance taking by the literal son of Elohim, the son of Yahweh, Yahshua, Yahweh saves, who will finish our redemption by destroying our enemies on that marvelous, marvelous day. It is a day of wrath, but those of us who are of true Israel and believe and have faith, which requires action on our part, have nothing to fear. We don't need to fear that day. We will rejoice on that day. But our enemies, and unfortunately many of our own people, will be the enemies of Elohim, because they will persecute us that teach who true Israel is, in short, Christian identity believers, because that is what we espouse in Christian identity, who Israel truly is. Who are we? We are Israel, the progeny of the white Western European people that's scattered all over the world. The Nordic people, the Brits, the Irish, the Scots, the Germans, the Finns, the people, the Danish, the Boers in South Africa, bless their hearts. May Yahweh prosper them and restore them to what has been stolen from them. All of us here in America that are of white descent, but many of us will not be numbered among the sheep. They will be numbered among the goats because they reject it, and they persecute true Israel, and they will kill us all the day long and think they do God a service out of ignorance. This is a tragedy. I hate to see this. And I grieve for those people in advance. But all we can do here at Eurofolk Radio is to teach the truth of Scripture. Just keep on keeping on, day after day after day after day. We are all volunteers. Nobody gets paid. We do this out of love for our brothers and sisters of Israel. By commandment of Yahweh, he says, love thy neighbor, which means your racial kinsman, as thyself. How can we do less? Well, I'm coming down the close of the hour here. I will be doing chapter 4 tomorrow on Wednesday, the 15th of June. And that show also had some audio trouble, so I'm re-recording it to be placed in the archives. I will speak with you tomorrow as we get into chapter 4 of the book of Genesis. And I will say Shalom Aleichem to all of you, which means peace be with you, peace unto you, and may Yahweh bless and keep all of you. Praise Yahweh and pray for the Messiah's swift return.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.